on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Minister in the Presidency, Kumbuzo Ntsavheni, says the state will not be sending any help to retrieve the trapped illegal miners in Stilfontein in the northwest. Community members have been volunteering to go underground in an attempt to rescue what is believed to be up to 4,000 Zamazamas. The illegal miners have been stuck underground, an abandoned mining shaft, for about a week now. Ntsavheni has referred to them as criminals, saying the government didn't send them down there. The minister also spoke about the next election, stating that the ballot would be held between the 2nd of November 2026 and the 1st of February the following year. She says cabinet has given the green light for the establishment of an interministerial committee that will facilitate the preparations for the municipal polls.
Cabinet also considered and approved the formula for the determination of the number of councillors in terms of Section 20, subsection 1A of the Municipal Structures Act.
SAFA President Danny Yordan is applying for bail in a Gauteng court following his arrest this morning. Yordan and his co-accused, SAFA CFO Gronie Hluyo and businessman Trevor Niethling, are accused of fraud and theft involving 1.3 million rand. It's understood they handed themselves over to police after arrest warrants were issued for them. The court appearance at Palm Ridge follows a search and seizure operation at the Football Association's Johannesburg offices in March. Yordan's legal counsel addressed the court earlier.
The 60 subsection 11 capital B of Act 51 of 1977, I'm compelled to disclose to this court, South Africa or elsewhere, have any cases pending against me in any other criminal courts. I'm advised that should I willfully fail, I'll be guilty of an offense and liable on consult, and I may be required to remain in custody until my trial is in monetary value of about 500,000. My bail application falls within and has to be dealt with in 7 the Act.
And airlines have cancelled flights to and from Bali after a nearby volcano erupted. Mount Lewotobi Lakilaki on Flores Island spewed ash into the sky earlier today. Multiple eruptions from the twin-peaked volcano have killed 9 people in recent weeks. The island's tourism head called for calm, saying the island is very safe because the volcano is far away. But airlines say that the situation is too dangerous to keep their planes in the sky. The Indonesian Islands International Airport says at least 16 international routes have been affected by the flight cancellations. The top story, the minister in the presidency, Kumbuzo Ntsavheni, says the state will not be sending any help to retrieve the trapped illegal miners in Stilfontein in the northwest. Community members there have been volunteering to go underground in an attempt to rescue what is believed to be up to 4,000 Zamazamas. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Titans currently 221-4 on day 2 of their 4-day match with the Hollywood Bets Dolphins in Durban. The Proteas and India face off in the third T20 of the series today at Centurion. And England to change things up this weekend against the Springboks.